H-Bomb here again. Long time no boo. Anyway, I'm continuing on with my best games of 2009. I left off with number 7, Shadow Complex. Moving on, number 6. My only handheld game that made the list. The iPhone version of Civilization Revolution, and if you listen to Cross Border Gaming at all, you know how hooked I have been on this. It's just the one game I've been playing all the time. And a game like that just has to make the list. Number 5. Number 5, Street Fighter 4. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. Number 5. But yeah, Street Fighter 4 is everything it should be. Back to the old school play gameplay with new school graphics, some new characters, some new moves. And I mean, there are issues with the online multiplayer, I know. And of course, I'm playing it on PS3. Which I've said on the show before, my online on my PS3 sucks. So I don't think I've been getting the full online experience on pretty much any PS3 online game I have. But I have fun with it. It's approachable. And especially with unlockable characters, it keeps me coming back for more. And moving on to number 4. Lego Rock Band. I know on the show I called it and said it was number 3, but there was just one game I forgot about. But Lego Rock Band, it's Rock Band done right. It's Lego done right. It's got awesome music. It's got the Rock Band 2 formula, where you can switch instruments and switch difficulty in the story mode, the campaign mode. And although there is one fail in the game, there these challenges that happen, and you got to use the power of music to fix things. Like, you're in a haunted mansion and you gotta get rid of these ghosts, and of course you play Ghostbusters, which, by the way, the song appears more times in that game than it does in the actual Ghostbusters game. But I think there is a zoo stage, and I think it would have been perfect if they had worked in the Bare Naked Lady song, Another Postcard, into the zoo stage. Another postcard with chimpanzees. But fail. Of course, Harmonix can make it up to me with a Bare Naked Ladies rock band. But, you know, we got a minute left. Let's move on to number 3. Plants vs. Zombies. Yeah, when I said my top 3 on CBG, which hasn't come out yet, I totally forgot about Plants vs. Zombies, which was my pick for PC Game of the Year, mainly because it's the only PC game I played this past year. But it is good. PopCap got the tower defense formula down. Add their own little humor to it. It's a fun game to play, and with all the various modes and levels, they keep it fresh. I mean, there's this one mode that I'm hooked on, Vase Breaker, where you break these vases, and zombies and items come out, and plus Begooled, which is a Bejeweled clone. And I'm almost out of time, so toodles, good night.